everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Today is Christmas Eve, a treasured time of the year when many families gather to celebrate the birthday of Master Jesus Christ. With the brilliant holiday spirit in our hearts, today we feature part two of our program on the Nine Lives Foundation, a community-based nonprofit organization established by veterinarian Dr. Monica Thompson. The foundation operates the Feline Wellcare Clinic and a no-kill cat shelter in Northern California, USA. No-kill means the cats that are taken in are never euthanized, except for a humane reason, such as pain and suffering, or when a cat has severe medical problems with a poor prognosis.
We are probably the only no-kill that does what we do. There are several other no-kill organizations, but they don't really have a physical space where they keep their animals. They'll be in foster care. We actually physically house them in a building that's staffed 7 days a week, full-time. And we, unlike a lot of other shelters, we do not exclude animals based on medical issues.
This is Smokey. He was actually born missing part of his foot. And he does pretty well without the foot. He gets around, he goes crazy, jumps, does everything possibly can. He was also feral when he came in. So him and his sister, they both were born with the same deformity, and they were both very feral. And with some TLC, this is what we ended up with. He's probably one of the most friendly cats that we have in the building.
The Foundation's most famous feline is Christopher the Miracle Cat, who shows deep concern for the welfare of all the cats around him.
We have a blind kitten that was found outside a home in Millbrae, screaming, starving, completely crusted over. Apparently his eyes are actually missing. He was born without his eyes. And brought him in here, and we put the little baby in the bed with Christopher, and he cleaned the baby from one end to the other. The baby started purring and eating immediately and snuggled up with Christopher for the rest of the day. His name is Oliver, and it's like he has a little daddy, and he'll even start nursing on Christopher even though there is no milk. But he feels so content to be with this cat that, you know, it's an amazing thing. I've never seen another cat like him that has the sense to take care as he does.
Papa Christopher, an orange tabby, truly has nine lives. Let us now hear how he came into Dr. Thompson's life.
We received a call in March. Cyclists had been riding not too far from here and found a cat in a drainage ditch who was, as I would call, a train wreck, had been run over. His pelvis was crushed. His back legs were not moving. He was emaciated, covered in mud, and he was taken to the Humane Society locally, where he was evaluated and determined that he was, you know, very severely injured. They at the time didn't have any space to keep him, so they found out about my organization and called me. And I saw him, and I just fell in love the first day I saw him. And I took a look at his x-rays, and I couldn't believe he had such a good spirit and a willingness to be here. His hips were just crushed. His long bones were okay, but the pelvis, which holds his back end up, was just disintegrating. It was just falling apart. And we decided to try a cage rest method, just put him in a cage on some very soft bedding, and see for a week or two, Dozy seemed strong enough to go through surgery. He was so thin that there's no way he could manage to go through a procedure to have orthopedic surgery. But he seemed to have a will to live and be here. So every day we nursed him along. We gave him fluids and food and pain medication. And weeks went by. He was getting stronger every day. And one day while we were cleaning his cage, he stepped out. We opened up the cage door and he stepped out.
Walking
right across the floor, and we just were all just stunned. I know I cried, I think Michelle cried as well, because we couldn't believe that he had healed himself well enough to decide to venture out. And from that day forward, we would leave his cage door open and he would go in when he wanted to, but for the most of the time he just decided he was going to walk around the clinic. And that began the saga of Chris. He would then start seeking out other injured cats and other sick cats, go up to the cage and paw to try to get into the cage where the other cats might be that might need his help. So he's almost a magnet for anybody who has an ailment that needs just a little something.
Dr. Thompson now shares an absolutely amazing story of how Christopher helped to save a young kitten's life.
A friend of mine who runs a rescue locally had a kitten who was collapsing from severe anemia. The red blood cell count of this kitten was almost non-existent, and the cat's gums were white. She couldn't stand. Her head was down, and she was going to die without a blood transfusion. So I had to make a quick decision about which cat I was going to choose. Christopher was very insistent when this kitten came in that he kept, you know, going around my legs. He kept jumping up on the exam table, and I'd put him down and he'd jump back up again. And I'd put him down and he'd jump back up again. And he was nudging me and he was licking the kitten. And I thought, you're going to be my blood donor. I'm just going to hope that you guys are both type A. Most cats, most domestic short hair cats are type A. Well, it turns out that Christopher is a type B, which is a very relatively rare blood type. And as it turns out, even more miraculously, the kitten in question was also a type B. Had I chosen any other cat in the hospital, most of my blood donors are type A, I would have killed that kitten inadvertently. But Christopher wasn't going to let me choose anybody else. And he sat with that kitten through the whole blood transfusion. And within about 4 hours, when the transfusion was over, the cat stood up. And by the next morning, the cat was eating and still here today.
Christopher has love for all species, and he stirs the heart of everyone who has the fortune to meet him.
Almost every cat has been willing to have him as a roommate. We'll put them in the cage together. Chris will immediately put his arm around the cat, groom him or her from head to toe. He's just a very restful cat. He just has this aura about him. It's an amazing thing to watch him.
And also we found out by accident that Christopher will also take care of dogs. We had a volunteer here who her dog had an abscess tooth, so we decided to go ahead and treat the dog for the tooth, and we put the dog on the floor to wake up from anesthesia, and next thing you know, Christopher went straight over to the dog and started grooming the dog and taking care of the dog.
Touched by Christopher's, Dr. Thompson's, and the Foundation staff's outstanding efforts in protecting and comforting our feline friends, their selfless spirit of service to the community, and enlightened example, which helps to convey the important message for people to respect and treasure every single life, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored the Nine Lives Foundation with the Shining World Compassion Award. The following is an excerpt from Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving letter to everyone at the Foundation.
With both the human staff and Papa Christopher caring for newcomers, all felines who arrive at Nine Lives Foundation soon discover that they really do have another and much better chance at life. As a no-kill shelter, Nine Lives is an inspiring example of dedicated compassion. Thank you for uplifting our world with your inspirational example of love and action. For selflessly providing for the needs of our beautiful feline friends, for your loving kindness, professionalism, and long-term dedication to the welfare, regardless of condition upon arrival, and for being a very fine role model for all animal shelters, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Nine Lives Foundation and its wonderful chief veterinarian, Dr. Monica Thompson. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Wow, that is beautiful.
I'll have to put it somewhere where the cats can't knock it over. don't know where that's going to be. I am so honored.
Supreme Master Ching Hai also contributed $10,000 to the Nine Lives Foundation to further their noble work.
I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. This couldn't come at a better time. Thank you very much. I'm really, really honored. Thank you.
The foundation was gifted Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, as well as a selection of her DVDs and CDs. Finally, Master sent her hugs and kisses, toys, veg treats, and vegan cat food for caring Christopher. Love indeed works miracles every day. Our gratitude to Dr. Thompson, Christopher, and all Nine Lives Foundation staff and volunteers for making life a heaven on earth for many of our feline friends. For more details on the Nine Lives Foundation, please visit www.ninelivesfoundation.org. Good-hearted viewers, thank you for your loving company today on the Shining World Awards series. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May the lives of our gentle co-inhabitants forever thrive in heaven's loving protection.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.